All right. It is Thursday, March 12th. It's 12:10 in the Josephine County Board of Commissioners conference room. We are calling an emergency meeting. Commissioner DeYoung, Commissioner Fowler are here in attendance, and we have Commissioner Morgan on the telephone. This is for the discussion of the Governor's Office Executive Order Number 2005, prohibiting large gatherings due to coronavirus outbreak in Oregon. So, are you going to present on this?
Do we need the door or no?
It's okay. Not executive.
Oh, okay. Right?
Yep. Just an executive order. I heard that word too.
There we go.
And so I don't know who wants to talk first.
So I can kind of kick it off. Essentially, the order from the governor's office is in line with other efforts you see to minimize amount of social engagement. Social distancing is our goal to slow the spread of coronavirus. This isn't necessarily meant to stop it, but just to minimize how quickly it spreads. To avoid an overflow at medical facilities so we don't overwhelm medical capacity. There has been discussions from other counties I know about potentially not abiding by this order, but to my knowledge, none of them have actually followed through. I do see a potential liability concern. I'll let Wally speak to the legal requirements, but I'll say outright that even though this isn't a measure or a level that we would have implemented at this time, it's likely one that we would have done eventually once it reached a certain peak. And we aren't counting in days or months. That's weeks, within weeks, and that can be a low number of them, that we would do this anyway. So I do have concerns about not abiding by this order, because one person gets sick at these events, and I can see potential liability concern there. So that's kind of my two cents on where we're at. But I'll let Wally speak to the legal.
Well, I'm tempted now to kind of read some of this into the record, at least the number ones. So let me do that. Number one is pursuant to ORS 43344-441-3A and D, and ORS 4011751. And ORS 401-1882. It says I, but that's the governor. I am prohibiting large social, spiritual, recreational gatherings of 250 people or more statewide. Gathering subject to paragraph one of this order, this is number two paragraph. Gathering subject to paragraph one of this executive order include, but are not limited to, community, civic, public, leisure, faith-based, sporting events, concerts, conventions, fundraisers, and any similar events or activities if the distance of at least 3 feet between individuals cannot be maintained. Paragraph three, paragraph one of this executive order does not apply to school attendance, places of employment, grocery stores, or retail stores. Fourth paragraph is I delegate authority to the Oregon Health Authority and the Public Health Director to provide guidance regarding the types and categories of gatherings subject to this executive order. And paragraph 5, beginning on March 16th, 2020, any person found to be in violation of this order is subject to the penalties described in ORS 401.990. Okay. It says it's effective immediately, remains in effect till April 8th, 2020.
Let's take 443-441 right off the bat. 443452, which is the next thing in line, says detaining persons upon the occurrence of a public health emergency, the government may declare a state of public health emergency as authorized by 443441, proclamation of public health emergency, 2442, which is detaining persons exposed to reportable condition or condition that is basis for a state of public health. It doesn't say depriving the rest of the public of anything going on. It says detaining the persons that are sick. It doesn't say you cut off the whole nose to spite your face. We have zero. And then you go on down. It says the duration statement says under three, which you brought up, close order the evacuation or the decontamination of any facility the governor has reasonable cause to believe may endanger the public. Reasonable cause. Define that. We don't have any cases in Josephine County why we're not pushing back a little bit. We're just going to fall heir to this. And D, which is another one, control or limit entry to exit from movement within the occupancy of the premises in any public area subject or threatened by public health emergency if such actions are reasonable and necessary to respond to the public health emergency. In Josephine County, we have nobody sick. So, and you know what? I think there's a certain amount of responsibility on the people that have a child that's sneezing, coughing, wheezing, high fever. Are you going to take them to the circus? No, you're not. Or you shouldn't be allowed in. So meanwhile, the whole circus, everybody else that wanted to go to the circus, is perfectly healthy, can't go to the circus. That's a taking. I don't know if that's a taking, but it's certainly a revenue dump for Josephine County. All of Tamara, we just went over her thing for March and April, and you're going to have to cancel every one of those, and with no pushback to the governor, we're just going to fold under to what she says. And it's, this thing is a litany. It's an absolute, you're familiar with it, but they're mentioning stuff in here that I don't have, and then you get to that one. Well, where's 443 and 452? They're not here. We don't have that. This thing bounces around to all kinds of stuff that back that up. But you're not reading the whole, I don't think we're looking at the whole thing. There's always an out. And I wanted us to have the conversation. I get it. I get that we're in this emergency. You're more attuned to it than anybody else. But guess what? Given the numbers, I'm taking the numbers. I'm taking the numbers. There's 330 million people in the United States, and because of closing the borders and because we're on top of it, it is not spreading like they thought it would spread. You look at the chart, Mexico has, do you get that? Mexico has six or eight cases. Russia has less than 10 cases, because who's going to Russia to get sick?
And they are pretty trustworthy about reporting things. So.
They are. But that's my point, to just arbitrarily say, nope, the county's policy is that we're just going to live to the governor and we're going to do whatever the governor tells us. The governor needs to point her finger at her little section of the world that she cares about. Why does she all of a sudden care about Josephine County and Harney County and Tillamook or Malheur County? She doesn't give a hoot about us down here. But if it cramps our style, fine. She's the one that's got the problem in Portland. She's the one that has the epidemic. We're not going to have it. We don't have it.
I'd like to get back to the presentation and hear what legal has to say about our options.
Thank you for letting me rant. I'm just,
you betcha.
This gets dropped into my desk and on my desk at 5 minutes to 12 and saying, yep, we're going to do exactly what the governor tells us.
We're going to discuss
without
it.
Us chiming in as the Board of County Commissioners.
We're going to discuss it. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, I got Counselor it 2 minutes before you did, basically. Yep. That's just the way things played out. I'm not saying it's anybody's...
Good or bad, yeah.
Yeah, good or bad by any close approximation. Simply to add that, you know, we are talking about penalty of a Class C misdemeanor, which is a crime, punishable by up to 30 days in jail upon conviction.
Who comes down to Darren's Edgewater Church and counts heads and then says, okay, I'm going to give you $1,000 fine? Who is it? Do we
somebody
have a
have to call the sheriff, I would see.
The library police that's collecting how many dust bunnies you have in the corner?
No, I don't think there's going to be proactive enforcement, but I think some concerned citizens may whistleblow and call the sheriff.
Yes, that's likely.
Just in my opinion. But let's get to the end of it. Did you have any more you wanted to
Well, and also there's always the official misconduct statute on the book that as
right.
government officials... we're specifically subject to that as well. Another Class C misdemeanor.
Put me in cuffs and take me. You can't take me to jail because I'm within 3 feet of somebody. Are they going to be able to say, okay, zip it up, we're going out to jail, and I go, I can't be in here.
We're going to need limos for the sheriff then, so we can get that 3 feet separation from.
You can't take me to that jail. Go ahead and bust me. See if I care.
So we have some options. I imagine we can say we can do nothing as a board, right? And just everybody either complies or you don't comply. We haven't chimed in either way. We have our health department director that could chime in as far as what he thinks is best for the community. Yeah. I think the board has the authority to override if we wanted to, although that might be dicey.
I'd have to look that up, actually. I'm not, right? I wouldn't take that as a given.
I wouldn't.
No, especially when they've given some authority to the Oregon Health Department,
yes,
which trickles through you as well.
I don't mind complying with this, but I don't like the statement, and no, I'm not pushing back. We've got a whole bunch of counties that are pushing back, and we're not going to do that. You bet your ass. I'm going to push back as this commissioner. I'm going to push back all day long, and this is, there's no basis for that in Southern Oregon, in Josephine County. There's basis for it everywhere else, but not here.
And so let me let Commissioner Morgan chime in here and get our third view of this from the commissioner's viewpoint.
So there is something to, if you, that you can stop it, get it killed down and all that, but you're absolutely right. There are no cases in Josephine County, and people's constitutional rights are their inalienable rights. They're not something that are given to just when it's convenient for us. And so that concern is definitely wanting to be that who is standing in the rights of those who have constitutional rights. At the same time, I'm sitting here under quarantine for the sake of trying to not get other people sick as well. So I think there's a lot of illnesses going around right now that are affecting the community, and there's a lot of fear around the coronavirus. We do need to take it seriously. But I would be curious from legal if there are any options.
Can I ask you a question, Commissioner Morgan?
Yes, sir.
Have you been tested for the virus?
No, and I contacted my doctor. I no longer have a fever, I have this cough and...
Well, I'm not saying you're like me, but I had a cold and about a 3-week cough that lasted just exactly like you're hacking and coughing. But if it was me and there was a coronavirus out there and there's a test to tell me whether I need to get on by antibiotics and start to curb this thing, now rather than later, I wouldn't wait 14 days to see what it's doing. I'd swab my thing and want to know. And I'm not hearing that. I'm not hearing that that's even available.
They don't have the test. I called my doctor's office. I've talked to my doctor. They don't even have it at the Grants Pass Clinic. The options are if my symptoms are bad enough for me to go to the hospital. Otherwise, they're telling me to stay home and rest.
So the availability of testing, there is a private lab, but it's still at the discretion of individual physicians, the level they want to utilize it. One thing I did want to chime in with is one of our concerns is the partnership. I understand that there's a political component here, that, and that is all yours. I will let you have that. On my side, it's us partnering with OHA, and my bigger concern, honestly, right now, liability or anything else aside, is that we're not in sync. Because there's a degree of trust that the public has that when we're saying the same thing and having the same message, there's been some concerns raised about us and even Jackson County not being directly in sync because of where we get sources from or when we're posting information, or, you know, if we check information 2 hours after them, it's different. So we're working very hard to get our messages with Jackson County aligned, not just to the public, but also to medical providers. So for us to be significantly out of sync with the state, not the governor's office, for us, it's being out of sync with OHA. That's my concern. And it's just about maintaining
trust. Can you be in sync with OHA because that's what this stuff, that's what your concern is as a health director, but you can be in sync with OHA, but yet push back against something like this? You're not willing to push back against that? Is that the political side of it, that the board is the one that pushes back and you just keep doing your thing as a public health director?
Well, whatever conversations I have behind closed doors is separate with OHA. And we have conversations about what strategy should be and how we implement them. My concern is what we put out to the public. If I get a call from somebody and they say, hey, we have a social gathering of 300 people coming up, and I've heard that we're supposed to cancel it, which county put out the press release?
Lincoln County.
Lincoln County, their message was, we don't make that recommendations, that's being deferred to OHA, and OHA right now has set this as the standard. So that's what we're putting out there. And it's just about saying our message is the same as what their message is. And that's what I want to ensure we maintain. Now, how things are handled politically or outside of how we message to the public is a completely different issue.
I would like to add one bit of information I just received from Pacific Power. They're announcing today that they will not be doing any cuts for non-payment due to COVID, and they want to relieve pressure to customers. So that's something that I just received that you should know.
They weren't going to what?
Turn off your power.
They're not going to turn off your power for non-payment for a while.
If you're
how big of them? How warm are they?
It'll look good on their permanent record. You'll still have to pay them eventually.
So I have no doubt that the governor's office will
Thank
be hearing
you,
from Commissioner DeYoung.
What's that?
I have no doubt that the governor's office will be hearing from Commissioner DeYoung. But the question is the message that we as a county are putting out. And what is that going to be? That's what I'm concerned about walking out of here with, because we're going to have to hit send on a press release pretty quick.
Right. Well, let's go back to, I was checking the OHA website. Go back to what our legal advisor says are our options going forward. Because like I start out with, like I said, we could do nothing as a board, let the public health director do what he feels is in his discretion, and that's the end of it.
I want to make sure that that option is understood. We're going to say the county isn't taking a position. We're aligning with whatever the state recommends. And that's what we've been saying. So
right.
That's what that decision is making.
Okay, so that now we know what that decision is. Or the board could do something saying, like the other county you mentioned, that no, we're not going to follow this order.
No.
The other county was doing what Mike just said.
Oh, okay. But
the county's not going to do it, but the county referring to the OHA. So the bad guy in the room is the OHA, not the county.
Right, with
okay.
The news. But
my problem with
will there be counties that say we're not following this, and here's we just passed a resolution that said we're not? Where does that put you?
Well, we'd have to research to truly give you the.
Do we have to pass a resolution?
I don't know. I don't know.
Right.
Because, like I say, I got this mere minutes before we got here. So.
Well, because I'm more likely to do nothing, defer to my health department director, and wait a few days, wait a week or three, and see what happens. If there's more from the state coming down, or if there's cases reported, that's a game changer that we have to consider.
So I need you to look at Tamara, because she's in the room, and tell her that she can just go ahead and cancel all of her stuff for the end of March and all the way through April the 8th, and beyond, because guess what? Beyond, she says not limited to April the 8th. That's what the governor says.
Right.
She can take
your
this
call
on forever.
And your call for now. You're in your liaison now. If you want me and Lily to chime in on it, that's another thing.
Well, if it's limited to 250, we've got people that are scheduled for that. That says I'm not gonna set up for 250 or less people because financially it doesn't muster. It doesn't make it. So that'll be canceled. And that's revenue, and I'm not talking about, well, this is all about money. No, it's revenue that she's asked to put together something and make her operation pay. She's done that, and because of the panic button, all of a sudden we're all ready to jump on board and just push her to the side. And I don't like that. However, if you want to do it, that's fine. I'm going to still push back. What the governor says, the governor doesn't give a rip about cap and trade and how it affects all the rural counties in Oregon. She did it anyway. She signed it just the other day. I'm going to just sign it because it's an executive. I don't need the House. I don't need the Senate. I don't need anybody. I've got the poison pen, and I'm going to use it. And the same thing here. At some point in time, we need to start pushing back a little bit, or we're going to get pushed around like we're doing right now.
And
a health issue, I don't want it to be a health issue to do that.
Well, I agree with you in principle that our governor does not listen to the people. I also, out of abundance of caution, have to respect this moment.
I don't want it to be a health issue that we push back on. However, I don't see, I could see it if we were Kirkland, Washington. I'm looking at Kirkland, Washington. There's all these deaths at Kirkland. Oh my gosh, what happened there? It went through a nursing home where most of those people were there for their final days. That's not a pandemic. That's just, hey, you've got a group of people that's not healthy, and they got a virus in there. It could have been the common cold that wiped them out. But we're not looking at that. We're not looking at the big picture. We're just funneling that in and using that as data. And I'm realist.
Well, if I'm remembering correctly, and I believe this to be true, that our health department director said last night at our business session that it's likely that someone in our county has the coronavirus and doesn't know it yet.
How do we test? No, so we're not allowed to test.
You don't test. We don't have enough tests until you pass the threshold that your doctor says you need to get a test. And so, because I think it's already here somewhere, I don't know where, in our county, I don't think we can go on, we don't have a case yet. Because I'm betting that in the next week or so, we're going to have one. We're going to have our first. Because it's not something that's going to go away. It's going to go through each community in some degree or another. And so that gives me the caution to say that I would support this, and I'll support you in telling our public that we should follow this order. And so that's where I'm at. Because there's times to push back against the governor, and then there's times like this where I don't think it's safe.
You make a point. I don't know what we're going to do. You do whatever you want, because it's left in your hands.
We could do nothing, which would be the next thing. But
I wanted us to be brought up to speed rather than, and you have certainly have the authority to it, but I'm going to have to answer. They're going to call you, and a lot of us are going to call me and say, what are you doing? I had my affair director walk in. Well, what's going on with this? I said, I haven't even seen what the governor's put out yet. And yet we have sent back a thing saying, we're going to do whatever she tells us to do. Not even going to question. We're just going to do it because that's what we have to do.
So if I can just add something in, part of the situation that I was in this morning was that I had events today. It wasn't like we had the opportunity to have conversations to explore to see what was going to happen. I had events today where a call had to be made before they completely set up and, you know, spend more money to determine where they're going to go. And so there was definitely some immediacy in the reaction that from the public, as well as our local promoters that know they have events. And there's also a lot of confusion and questions. Does this mean 250 people can't be outdoors? Does this mean that they can't, you know, be wandering around? We have events that are indoor, outdoor. Like, how do we determine what fits into this mold? And that's where some of the confusion, and I know I'm not the only one.
Yes, the flea market shut down downtown?
Any event or
other right now is trying to figure it out.
They're waiting for this meeting to end, so I'll call them right back to see.
Well, and I get that, mm-hmm. But we're not the only ones going through this, and we're hoping it's a season. And I don't know, it says 3 feet distance is okay. Mm-hmm. So, like, you don't have to count the circus performers in the 250. You'd have to. No, I don't think you would have to count them.
You do.
You do.
Because they maintain the 3 feet of distance from the crowd.
That's really not enforceable.
So what I've been, I heard about this late last night. I reached out to the commissioners and kind of had a brief overview of what this is. We didn't get anything specific until this morning, and we're still waiting for more guidance on things around this, because there's also it's not a mandate, but a request that populations at risk not gather, but there isn't a threshold built around it. But I have been told that participants of the events and the people who actually put it on the events, the market, the vendors would have been. So it's everyone that's involved in a area. That's the direction that I've received.
On premises, apparently.
Yeah.
So that includes, I think, outdoors.
Yep.
This is off the.
Let's all go home.
Analysis,
two or three feet apart. You 2 or 3 feet apart.
Doesn't apply to workplaces.
A gathering under 250 right. People can be 3 feet right. Apart.
Doesn't apply to workplaces, yes. Grocery stores. Doesn't apply to this building.
Right.
So if it doesn't apply to grocery stores, then, you know, there's been the questions about the, like, the grower's market, the outdoors market, the flea markets.
Is that a grocery store? Yeah.
It's a retail transaction, you know, but it's not, you know.
It's not necessarily a public event. It's an ongoing opportunity or whatever you phrase it however you want.
Well, that, there's a letter in the spirit of the law there. I know that the spirit of that statement is people need to go to the grocery store in order to get food.
Right.
So growers that, that's where that exemption was built in for.
Except for those donuts. Let me invite Commissioner Morgan back in. Have you accumulated more on your opinion?
I still feel, okay, so the options are taking those stands and seeing, but the governor's rules are still in effect. It's not us taking any action, correct?
Right, just the public health director putting out the same information the state put out.
My concern is us abdicating our ability to advocate for our people. So if we just say, okay, we're not involved and the state's going to be the bad guys, are the states rolling in here and we have no ability to say, no, stop, get out? I mean, this is a concern to me. At the same time, I want to take it seriously and have an appropriate response. So, you said Jackson County chose to do nothing?
Lincoln
County chose to do nothing.
Well, they chose to not be opposed or not stand in opposition to the governor's order.
Okay.
I can't hear Sarah, so you have to repeat what she's saying.
Lincoln County chose to not be in opposition of the governor's order.
There it is.
If you're not in opposition, you're going to follow the governor's order.
Correct.
Well, and part of the individual
so
rights,
not opposed.
Individual rights and constitutionality of the individual, whatever we say doesn't mean it's going to happen. People can still meet, and we have no control over that. The one we do have control over is the fairgrounds. And so that seems like one we really need to come to a decision as a board, what we're going to do with the fairgrounds. It seems like the rest of it is just information going out, and compliance is still up to those folks, and not something we want to add anything to. So can I narrow it down to the fairgrounds as our discussion? Because, well, we could still try and fight our own
Cameron,
public health director.
How many events do you have affected by this?
I don't have the exact total, but I have events every weekend, multiple events, including home shows and flea markets. We did cancel the circus. As well as we have the growers markets on Saturday.
What's your attendance at the home show?
Well,
last year.
I don't promote it, so I don't know what the actual numbers are. But
over 250?
It's more than 250.
But it's how many at a time, too?
And how many are in a single space? That's where
right.
some of the question
that's outdoors.
Comes in, because it's outdoors, plus they use three buildings. So,
God.
You know, there'll be a wide variety of people that come through. But it won't all be necessarily at the same time.
Hand them the rules. Let them do the event. Hand them the rules and say, this is your concern. It's your event. You figure it out. These are the rules. You can't have more than 250 people in one room, in one building at a time. And if they say...
Or 3 feet of space in between. That's
part of it. There's no way to do that, but we're going to have our event anyway.
Everybody gets a hula hoop.
Then, yeah, what, you get a hula hoop. Perfect. Love it.
36-inch diameter.
Well,
and if we went on with some events and you gave out that kind of information, are we liable for anything that happens out there because they didn't listen or comply? We told them.
Well, I don't know. I mean, then that's where some of the
question
comes in.
That's what I'm asking Wally. That's why I'm asking Wally.
Under the executive order, it says that it does not apply to school attendance, places of employment, and grocery stores or retail stores. So I would interpret that to where, to the extent that the home show, or any of, or the growers market or something at the fairgrounds,
is retail sales area.
Is retail, I think it could go.
Okay.
At the same time, I'm going to bring a separate thought. Is that last night I was contacted by a Cave Junction city councilor who said, what about the Sasquatch Festival? And, I mean, that's clearly a music venue, so we draw the line for some, we don't draw the line for the other. To me, I think what Dan's saying, maybe that is the right thing, is saying, here's the regulations, you know, kind of thing, and please use caution. I think that's what we, kind of like what we say with fire. Exercise wisdom on your property, take care of your property, you know, that kind of stuff. That don't go into crowds if you're concerned about, you know, I don't know. I think it's a hard one.
Well, and I mean, you can do stuff with signage, you know, to try and mitigate. If you're this, you know, fever, sniffles, flu or whatever, cold symptoms, don't come to this event. You know, I don't know if how effective that is or if it's worth doing.
Well, that's been
doing.
Part of our messaging about gatherings is to, up until now, the message has been contact attendees, ensure that they understand that if they're experiencing any symptoms that they shall not attend the event. And this is just that shit.
Well, and can we do anything even on the reader board? I know we have contracts, but can something like that be put up for a community benefit to say, hey, this is what the governor said, can't do 250 people. Please, if you're sick, don't attend. Go to the grocery store at 11 at night or something, you know. There's some things you could, behaviors you could change that will help this. Because really we're in mitigation trying to prevent the spread that's going to happen. And I think the United States has done a pretty good job of that compared to the rest of the world, but what are we going to do as a county? And is this our place to make a stand or our place to go with the abundance of caution and maybe do some cancel some events that could have gone off, because then nothing happens in 3 weeks. But there's no crystal ball on this one.
The very least, we need to send a letter to the governor that I hope she understands about the financial impacts.
The economic impact.
On the economy for the whole state of Oregon. That she is not, maybe she's not looking at the whole picture and not taking it. It says in here, geographically, we're not honoring the geographical part of it. We're not honoring it. There's a deal in there that says, you know, taking consideration, geographic, so on and so forth, and we don't have any cases. You say we do have, but we haven't checked for it, but yet we're not allowed to check for it. We can't check for it or refuse to get checked for it because of one or two reasons. And that doesn't set well with me, because if I had any kind of symptoms of it, you can bet your sweet butt I wouldn't listen to one primary care provider. I'd go find me a provider that'll swab my cheek. I want to know, so, period.
Well,
end of conversation. But
I don't know if rich people have access faster than poor people in this situation. I don't think Tom Hanks had any faster access.
No, he doesn't.
Testing kids.
But the thing about it is like, do we take all of her events and put out a deal that this is what the governor brought down? These are things that you need to take into consideration. But I think there's a huge, huge, huge lift on the part of the public, not the promoter, but on the part of the public to use common damn sense. I'm not taking my kid that's got 103 fever and can't keep from hacking all day long and going to the circus. Right. So why should all the other kids that have exercised caution and are living a good healthy lifestyle and not breathing on each other, that don't have this thing, why they should be deprived of everything because of poor judgment by a parent? I don't know how you do that.
I'd like to propose.
I think Sarah had a.
Yeah, I want to propose that we go around and everybody gets one last chance to say something, and we'll get to a decision. But before then, what's not on the table? What things do we need to consider before we all have that last moment of here's what I think? Sarah.
I think it's important to point out that.
Come on up.
I think it's important to point out that. Part of the issue with this virus is that people are contagious for 2 weeks before they show any symptoms. So even if you're screening all of the people that are walking into a circus tent, they have no symptoms, that does not mean that they're not contagious. That is, to me, the scariest part about this illness is that You can be walking around, touching people, hugging people for 2 weeks before you show any symptoms at all. I think that it's important to note that just because we don't have enough test kits to test people who are symptomatic or who have been exposed, we don't have any confirmed cases, but that doesn't mean that they're not here. We're waiting for more access to kits, and I think that the numbers are going to fluctuate and show a difference in what we believe is out there once those kits are available. That's all.
So if Commissioner Morgan got tested today and it came back, oops, you got it, that means they shut down Washington, D.C., because that's where she was 2 weeks prior to their showing symptoms.
That's one of the problems with this whole deal, is that time lag, right?
So why not get tested?
Well,
so
that's why the NBA shut down the whole rest of the season, because they had one player. And is that enough in everybody's mind? Of course not. But
well,
is
they
it
didn't
enough
do that
for
with
some
Magic,
people? Yeah.
Didn't do that with Magic Johnson, but that's okay.
Well, I am going to say that when I arrived home on Friday night, I had a fever. And yesterday, my dad came home work. When he left for work, he didn't have one, and he got to work, and he got a fever, and he's out 2 days in a row from, you know, so I, in my direct line, somebody I had contact with while I had a fever 5-6 days ago now has a fever.
And would it or would it not have that followed the common cold, but you don't know, you can't assume you have coronavirus until you get tested.
Right.
Are there any tests available in Josephine County, Michael Weber?
Say again, please.
Are there any tests available in Josephine County, or we just don't have any?
The samples are collected in Josephine County and they get shipped out. So the two ways you get tested is it goes up to the state. You can only get tested if you meet specific criteria through the state or the CDC. The private labs are the ones that it's up to the individual doctor's discretion. So
and we have a private lab here?
Yeah, so Quest Diagnostics and LabCorp are both capable of doing the test, but they won't test an individual. They have to go through a doctor's office.
Do you think they don't send it out? They have some test.
They actually do the test themselves.
Okay.
Well, it's like I said the other day over there at that roundtable thing. Here you've got the medical community saying, we're not going to test. Don't bring them to us. But we're not providing somebody to go out to see. Okay, have a little Johnny out on the porch. I'm going to swab him. I got my gloves on. I'm going to swab him, put it in the bag, and send it off to the lab. Let you know in 48 hours if little Johnny is yes positive or no, he's got the common cold.
So we do have an alternate testing site, but ours is only limited to that CDC screening criteria because there's such limited testing available.
And do we know what the CDC screening criteria is as a general public? No.
And we put it out there quite a bit, but the medical providers
memorize it. I've seen the list.
Yeah,
you sent me something.
It has to do with exposure as well as symptoms. So there has to be a crossover between the two. Not just expressing symptoms is enough. You have to have a confirmed exposure to somebody else or to a region that's high risk.
Well, I asked a question the other day also, because we have an international airport 30 miles away from here. And I said, do you check your international flights? And they said, we don't have any international flights coming into this area. But they come through Seattle and San Francisco and Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And they're here, but nope. There's that air gap in there that once you leave Portland and get on a plane. That wasn't a really good answer for me as a John Q. Public.
We're seeing, until we have more testing available at the state and national laboratory levels, it's the main reason why it's limited is because we just simply can't. The state only can only do 80 tests per day. That's why the private lab is going to become so important.
Forgive me, everybody in the room, it's your turn to talk. I think you know where I stand, so go ahead.
I'm trying to make sure we got all the information out first, though, yes.
So I think what I'm looking for most specifically is clarity on where I'm going to stand with our promoters. Am I going to say, no, under no circumstance are we going to allow you to have your event in here because you may go over the 250 people? Or do we say, here's the information, we advise that you follow these regulations and allow them to move forward in our buildings? Because that's really
with the chance of them having over 250 people.
It's one thing if I'm the promoter, because if I'm the promoter and I'm putting on an event, then I can say, as a county or as
An organization.
An organization, we're deciding not to move forward, and I'm not going to hold my event. But it's different when I'm renting a building to somebody and I'm saying, no, you can't hold your event, even though we have contracts suggesting otherwise. If they say, we'll work around these regulations, there's just a little bit of a gray area in the position that I get to stand in.
Well, and I want to look right to Wally after that and say, what about liability? We tell them, you can't do this, more than 250 people, they do it anyway on our property. Are we liable, or is it just that promoter?
Certainly I can generate a confidential memorandum on the liability issue. Remember, we do have a fair board as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so before
has
we go
some,
leaping to...
That's true. And they have some authority based on...
Good point. I want the fair board to weigh in on
it. I thought the fair board
I think
in that statutory role is just the fair. Is it the fair grounds all year round?
I looked it up. I don't have it in front of me, but basically...
It
and
is.
We can definitely resume that conversation.
Okay, well...
At your convenience. But
I'd
yeah,
rather be informed than be right or wrong.
Leah's been actually working on...
I gotta go.
Yeah.
So,
I think
here,
we know where you stand, Dan.
Yeah, I wouldn't...
No, it says, should avoid social communication gatherings of more than 10 people, and there's 10 in this room. I make 10, and I'm over 60 years old with underlying health conditions, so we'll see y'all later.
I'm staying. I have faith.
Oh, that was a drama. Okay.
I just need to know. Like I said, this is a time-sensitive issue, and
yeah.
So where I'm at
you
right
want to leave
now,
here with some direction.
I need to know if I'm telling my promoters, I'm locking the doors and you can't come in, or...
In fairness
I'm
to,
limiting you to
in fairness to Tamara, does she just cancel everything with the board's approval
I think
to do
almost,
so, or... Okay.
We're almost there. We're trying to get the information on the table, and then I want to do that, go around and see where everybody's at. And then I guess the board can make a recommendation to the fair director that needs to be run by the fair board, perhaps.
I probably think so.
And the health director can make a recommendation to the fair board also. Wally could have an opinion on it. And all that should be factored in. I just want to make sure we get it all on the table first. So anybody else want to... talk on this matter.
So, I mean, I'll reiterate what I said. Left to public health, our position isn't that we follow the governor's recommendations, that we want to be in lockstep with Oregon Health Authority so that we don't have a discrepancy between what we're putting out and what they're putting out.
Right.
So that's one of my biggest concerns, because that is a very quick way to degrade public trust. From a public health
to get a mixed message.
Updated mitigation measures, you might look up there as in under 2, I guess B or C, it says change the location of event to an outdoor setting. So that may answer the question we had for your home show, because it is outside, there is an indoor element, but it's an outdoor setting. Motorhomes and then all your displays outside. The same thing with the growers market. Is an outdoor setting. You have your indoor growers market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the fairgrounds is indoors.
They're all indoors. Okay.
It's been about 3 weeks, I think.
Okay.
Because
this is updated. It'll change by the time we get out of here.
I know it's different, but it's not the same number.
Okay. I think that started our roundtable, Michael, reiterating your position of last thoughts. Emergency manager. Sarah, do you have any last thoughts on what we should do as a county?
I'm also in line with Mike and believe that we should be in line with Oregon Health Authority.
Okay. Wally?
Yeah, having not looked at the applicable statutes in, let's be honest, years, I do think Mike, as the public health director, is actually a state officer on a certain level. Stop me if I'm wrong, but he's a state officer. And so the state is directing through its channel Mike to take certain actions that the board, I'm thinking off the top of my head, really doesn't have an option of intercepting.
Okay.
So.
Right. No, that's good advice.
That's the best off the top of my head legal analysis I can
right
do right now.
No, let me go to Tamara first.
Go
and then you next.
Okay.
Tamara, last thoughts on this one, what the county should do?
Well, I think that we need to move forward with the best interests of the community at heart. I think that, you know, ultimately we have to do what's going to be best for them. But I also think that we need to have clear you know,
messaging?
A clear guideline from where I stand as the renter of the buildings, different than the promoter of the events. So, you know, I'm not supplying the event, I'm supplying a building space. So, you know, I kind of feel like that we should be leaving that up to the promoter to make that choice. And then I can either, if they want to move it, offer them to reschedule or change something. But I have a really tough time saying I'm locking the doors.
Gotcha. Okay.
Quick clarification, I apologize. If you are just renting space to a promoter, they carry their own liability insurance, and if somebody were to fall down and get hurt, you wouldn't be liable, they would, correct?
But they still sue us, too.
Yes.
It's not
they
that it stops there.
Always, yeah.
It's not
a
full insulator.
Yeah, sure.
Always stained. Oh, yeah.
But if you, along that line, but if you hand them, I'm reading through the mitigated measures on Corona. I'm happy with this. This right here is what I would say you should hand to everybody because these are recommendations. Mm-hmm. If you hand them the recommendations and you hand it to the promoter, if you are just renting the space, say these are recommendations for the use of the space. Just like, you know, don't spill anything on the floor, don't tape anything to the walls, do you have certain rules and regulations? This should go in with it. There's also some great ideas in there that you can require. You can require ensure guests have ready access to hand sanitizer, sinks with soap, water, and paper towels. Politely ask individuals to leave if they're sick and coughing. Display signs that encourage hand washing. There's a lot of really good suggestions in here, but I think if you hand that to the promoter, rather than say, you know, you don't have to cancel your event, we're going to still leave the building open for you to lease it. But these are the guidelines we would like you to, and they can even sign something like this that they will take these into consideration
that they've been and Jason just handed me, it looks like, much more detailed recommendations that provide a higher level of granularity.
From whom?
This came out of the governor's office.
Governor's office.
We really need to keep it out of medical terms when you're talking. When I say wash hands, that doesn't mean go into the 42 steps of scrubbing for, you know, and get a brush and underdo your nails and all that other stuff, which would probably be in that. I think it needs to be kept very simple.
No, this is high level. This is meant to be like for a program. If you're running something that's going to be a large event or outdoors or has at-risk populations, here's how we suggest you handle it.
Yeah.
A quick skim through and a lot of it looks very good. It's just a deeper dive than what you have there.
Okay. Anybody else non-commissioner want to talk on this matter? Yes, JJ.
I think the important point here is...
Hey, could you come on up so you can get on mic, please? Thank you.
I think the important point in leading the governor's order is it doesn't apply to retail stores, it doesn't apply to grocery stores. So if something is would qualify as that, I think the grower's market may. It's up to our interpretation, I think. But I think if it's a retail store or a grocery store, this doesn't apply to it.
Yeah.
When we're talking liability, there is no way to prove that person contracted coronavirus at the circus. Zero. Because they say, did you go from a capsule to the circus and back to the capsule? And did you not come within 3 feet of anybody else? There's no way to trace that back to that.
There is.
I want to be clear. I mean, from an epidemiological perspective, yeah, if a person gets sick, no. But if a lot of people get sick, you can confirm with a high degree of specificity where they got sick
at. And because
the bigger concern is, you know, if you have 5 or 10 people get sick, yes.
Might be the hot dogs.
Right.
But you still know where.
But
you still know where it came from, though.
You still have this clunky delay of a week or two of incubation, because I heard that's not even quite defined, but somewhere in the 5 days to 2 weeks.
2 to 14 days, 5 to 7 average is the best we have right now.
Right, and with that, are we as a gathering place opportunity responsible to the public for their health? And yes, we are in some regard. And so it's not just the money or somebody might get sick, it's are we giving a place for this to spread? And regardless of whose fault it was or if anybody knew they had it, but it's still, that's why I think this conversation is important, because it's important the message we send to the public that we are keeping them safe to the best of our ability based on the information we have. even though it can be incredibly inconvenient. I'd hate for our epicenter to be a circus. And that's where it all started in Josephine County, because we didn't know and we didn't do anything. And so that's where I get nervous. Anybody else, non-commissioner, want to talk on the matter? Okay, then I bring it back to the commissioners. Do you want to sum up your position on this, sir?
I'll take some of the barbs off of my hook. I will. I seriously will. I'm glad we had this conversation. But when it pops on my desk that, okay, you just canceled 2 months worth of stuff because Kate Brown says so, if you tell me to, I'm listening. She tells me to, I'm not. Okay. Sorry. But I think that we have the discussion. I see merit in both sides of it. I don't want to take the risk. I really don't want to take the risk. However, I think that there are things that we are providing a space. And if we want to just hand this off to the person, the circus has got some liability, as you say. They have liability insurance. And if they say, you know, I don't even want to, I'm not having, they may say, you know, we don't want to get blamed for this. Because one epidemic pops out of this circus of three tops and no return, and all of a sudden their industry is done. Their company's done. Everything's done. They're taking just as much risk, but you know, they may say, you know what, hey, it's for a month. Well, we'll just take a month off. Our groups are just going to take a month off. We're going to separate, and we're going to let this thing ride its course. And hopefully in a month, it will have died down, and we push the wolf button. I just hope that we're not spending a chip on the poker table that we're never going to get back, because we're... you don't know if you're overreacting until it's all gone.
Right.
So let's just hope that it never happens. But I think I can see it. You know, we do this far too often, that we spring up. It's an emergency this day. Tomorrow morning it's going to be the white lines on Interstate 5 or carcinogenic. Oh, my God. Nobody travel Interstate 5 for the rest of the year. Can we get those lines shaved off? I don't know what the next panic is going to be, but I know it's coming. And maybe this one's the one, and we just say, as Tamara and I, this got dropped on my desk. I said, we have to talk about this. So I'll put it back in your lap. You do whatever you want. I'll stand behind you. And because guess what? I'm going to be kind of like, I'm just going to, because starting tomorrow, I'm off.
Cutting into it.
Oops. But no, I can see, I think a lot of what applies here applies in the city. And if I go to the city and find huge events going and they're doing business as usual because they've got all the testing materials and they're going to get all the serum and they're going to get all the stuff, I'm going to have I'm going to just be really gravely disappointed in what we've done following their lead. But you're in your hands. You got my vote.
Commissioner Morgan, you want to take your shot at it?
I don't want to lock the fairground doors, but I do also want to follow Mike and Sarah's recommendations. I agree with Dan that if my emergency manager and my public health director are recommending that we need to do something, because it's the best interest of our community, we need to do that. Not because somebody in the other part of the state that is not, it's not affecting here, but quite frankly, we've called on the governor for help with fires and she was immediately responsive. We may not agree on taxing, but she has been responsive on other areas, and this is the form of government we're in. And based on what Wally says, I think we need to follow with what we're required to do. But I would say, let's follow, but also allow what we can allow to still continue.
Okay. I agree that we should take our staff's advice on the, so they're the subject matter experts, and we rely on you for that. I think public trust and public safety and health safety is one of the most important things we do. I don't want to stop the events at the fairground, but I do want to limit them indoors to 250 and work on the outdoors. I don't know if that means they need to have people on the door, letting one in and one out, or something. I don't know what that looks like.
We'll get the expanded guidance.
But I was going to suggest that Michael, Tamara, and someone from legal work on what packet we want to hand to those promoters and have all the right information and not miss anything. That in this continue, paper's probably coming in right now, explaining the last explanation. And so I think that's a safe place to head for now. I think we need to evaluate it as more information or instances happen, whether we have a recognized case. That could be a game changer. I don't know yet. So the conversation's not over. But for now, I think you're getting that message. That's where we want to head. But I also think we need to do the public relations side, where we talk to known churches that have gathering spaces of more than, they need that same packet of information that we're going to give to Tamara to give to her folks, and whatever one other ones I'm missing. I don't know who else meets in over 250, but we need to think that through and make sure we're getting the information the best we can, proactive, in their hands, not just in the newspaper. And so that I also want to follow up with, I think a letter to the governor is appropriate, of the economic impact that we could get quantify with our fairgrounds director and say, hey, you've got more revenue coming in than you've ever had, and you wouldn't give any extra to the fairgrounds in the regular session. How about some emergency funding for all the fairgrounds that are affected by this, and anything else that might be pertinent in that letter?
I think they need to clarify what an indoor and outdoor event is. Does Edgewater open their
right
shield
indoors,
and they're outside?
Are we
basically
outside?
They're outside. Are they considered to be an outside venue?
And that's
no definition whatsoever.
That's something.
Can you
too.
Take part of say, for instance, the floral building, and you've got an event going in there, but you've got that patio right outside, covered patio? Can you move that event out there? Can you set up bleachers in the parking lot and have a church service in the bleachers and not be an indoor event?
Okay.
Clarity. We need some clarification on things like that. Or creativity, I guess, would be a good, better word for it.
Anybody
slowly coming in.
Unclear about where we're at? Yes, Wally.
Let me just reiterate. So, I mean, the way the system is supposed to work is the public health director is who makes all these determinations on a case-by-case basis. The board, as the health authority for this community, frankly supports him in that effort. And I'm hearing that's the take of the board at this point. He's got basically the full endorsement and authority from both the state and the Board of County Commissioners at this point, if I'm summing it up correctly,
yep.
to take all appropriate action for the protection of the public.
Yep.
And
to keep us informed as things change.
And what walked into my office was said that Michael, there's a lot of counties pushing back to the governor, and Michael Weber said, I'm not pushing back to the governor, I'm going to do whatever she says. And I says, whoa, stop right there. I think we need to weigh in on that.
Not what was said when we talked last night, but yeah, I understand what you're saying.
No, you asked me, did the governor call you yet? And I said, no. And then you kind of reiterated what she said. I still think it needs to come to the board. And I'm glad we had this meeting. I'm glad we were pull up an emergency meeting. Let's get it all out, hash it out, and away we go.
Yes.
Yep. Because I can't go out and make one statement representing the Board of County Commissioners. Neither can Dara, neither can Lily go out and make a statement to the public. But unless we all agree, and I think that's what we need to have this thing here, was very valuable, because I'll take some of the hooks away because of what the information I've gotten since I've been in this room. But that's just a prime example of, we don't walk out of here and go, I think, because that isn't going to work. We're a collective group, and now we're all going to work together as department heads, managers, and everybody needs to be aware of this. And as Josephine County will survive.
And so if we can get that packet put together as soon as reasonable and get it in electronic form as well, share it with our cities or other entities that are interested, and then start thinking of who we missed along the way.
Thank all
of you.
All right, do we have an order we're supposed to be signing? My email got switched by IT and I don't have access. So.
Yeah, I just got mine fixed this morning. No, we don't have that order. We have a public health director that's going to head this up.
Yep.
And so we don't have to take any action, I don't think.
Nope.
Yeah, the only thing I heard that I think would require an action is the letter.
Oh, right, right, which is just happening on the side of
and
what's really
and that'd be a letter
happening.
That we all agree on.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bring that back. Look at
that.
Bring
that back. That's, thank you.
Come on. We'll do.
All right, well, thank you for being nimble and competent and very good at what you do. This too shall pass, right? Eventually. All right, let's end this meeting at 1:10.